Dr. Mark was a well-known oncology specialist. One day, he was heading to a very important conference in another city where he was supposed to be awarded for his many years of research in the medical field. He was too excited as his work was going to be evaluated at this conference. However, 2 hours after takeoff, there was an emergency landing at the nearest airport due to a technical malfunction. Dr. Mark was afraid he would not make it in time, so he rented a car and drove himself to the city where the conference was being held. Soon after he left, the weather turned bad and a severe storm began. Because of the heavy rain, he made a wrong turn and got lost. After 2 hours of driving with no results, he realized that he was lost. He was feeling hungry and terribly tired, so he decided to look for a place to stay. After some time, he finally stumbled upon a small rundown house. Desperate, he got out of the car and knocked on a door. A beautiful woman opened the door. He explained himself and asked to use her phone. However, the woman told him that she did not have a phone, but he could come in and wait until the weather improved. Angry, wet and tired, the doctor accepted her kind offer and entered. The lady gave him hot tea and food. The lady said he could join her in prayer. But Dr. Mark smiled and said he believed only in hard work and refused. Sitting at the table and sipping tea, the doctor watched the woman in a dim candlelight as she prayed next to a child's grave. The doctor understood that the woman needed help. So, when she finished praying, he asked her, "What exactly do you want from God? Do you really think that God will ever hear your prayers?" And then he asked about the little child in the crib next to which she was praying. The lady sadly smiled and said, "The child in the crib is my son, who suffers from a rare type of cancer, and there is only one doctor, his name is Mark, who can cure him, but I don't have the money to afford him, and Dr. Mark lives in another city. God has not answered my prayer yet, but I know he will help, and nothing will break my faith." Shocked and speechless, Dr. Mark just burst into tears. He whispered, "God is great." He remembered everything that had happened to him today. The malfunction in the plane, the pouring rain that made him stray from his path. And all this happened because God not only answered our prayer, but also gave him a chance to leave the material world and help the poor, unfortunate people who have nothing but prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 20 says, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Then in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Thanks for your time offered. Stay at Dance Leaf Music. Gospel Vibes High. To God be the glory. Stay blessed.